Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. All Blues is a Stockholm-based jewellery brand with sustainability at their core, casting their pieces in recycled 925 sterling silver and 18 karat gold vermeil. With stockists including Dover Street Market, Browns and Liberty, as well as their own bricks and mortar store, the company are deft at designing for a range of shopping experiences. I recently caught up with co-founders Frederick Nothorst and Jacob Skrage to discuss how a well-designed physical retail space can help a brand connect with customers.
We learned that if our product was displayed in this small cabinet in the corner of a room, no one saw it. So obviously there was more to it than just having a good product. We started to try to develop our own display material, and we made a beautiful display cabinet for Liberty in London. And without changing the products or the selection, we increased, like, I think almost tripled the sales without doing anything else. But also I just want to briefly point out that it's part of our dream or ambition from the early days to create something more than just like a product-driven brand. The product that we're focusing on is quite an emotional product. It's almost always considered to be a gift. This is something we've been talking about a lot. So packaging is really important, and all of the things surrounding the product, imagery, packaging, display, kind of all add up to this value to the customers. I mean, we've been dreaming about opening our own store for such a long time. It's always been a dialogue internally for us. Like, we really like to interact with our clients on our own. That's where we can create that kind of experience that we want to create. And then we found this store in the beginning of last year.
Let's transport ourselves to your shop. Could you walk us through the space, please? I mean, I'm looking at photos online. It looks like a beautiful historical building.
It's located in the main luxury street in Stockholm, where you find all the big boys. And at the end of that street, by the intersection, there's this plaza overlooking the waters. So the store is next to Dramaten, which is a historical theater. So the building is from 1893. So it's an old romantic building. The space itself has been used for a men's barbershop, an antique store. It's been a bit of everything over the years. And when we took the space, we saw fantastic potential in the spatial qualities. There's a lot of spaces that are in the right location or that has the right footfall. But what interests us more than anything is lighting, how the sun hits the space, the ceiling height, the windows and the quality of the floor and stuff like that.
How did you kind of marry all of those qualities of the building itself with the installation inside and what you wanted to do? It's a minimal intervention, but it's a very beautiful one. And I think that's something that's extremely difficult to get right in terms of interior design.
Our position was very luxurious since we had access to the space before we started building. So we didn't need to draw everything up and decide everything beforehand. So we started by just demolishing as much as we could, because the space was in pretty bad shape. A worn down floor, layers and layers and layers of wall finishes. So we just started out by tearing everything down to explore what was behind it all. And then when we decided to stop, we had our empty canvas to play with, and it became quite clear that we didn't want to intervene too much with the space.
Also worth mentioning, like, Frederick, being our creative director, worked with our art director Linnea and also an old friend of ours called Jacques de la Santa, who's an architect. We talked so much about, like, retail in general, but also specifically in accessories and jewelry. Often being like you box in a room almost, like you build inwards. That was not what we wanted to do here. We wanted to kind of use all of these years of selling this specific product in trying to make something different from a customer perspective in terms of how you interact being inside a retail environment. Our products are really small. you end up next to the person that works in the store. It's an intimate thing. So we wanted almost to see it as a gallery space where all the products are displayed in this huge glass house, and the customers can walk around and browse and then interact with our staff.
There's a lot of archetypal ways of making a jewelry store where you have a lot of small display units, pedestals or boxes or small tables. That was probably the first thing that we wanted to question and find a radically different solution to. And at the end of the day, weirdly enough, the easiest solution to reduce the quantity of display items was to make a glass house. That way we could make one massive display that holds our entire collection, but just by opening a door you can physically reach everything. One of the most important things with the space is that firstly it's a meeting place. It's the first time we can directly interact with our customers and the visitors. The design is quite literally and figuratively transparent.
My thanks to Frederick Nothorst and Jacob Skrage there. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening and goodbye.